May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be worthy in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday. The reading today is, of course, about Christ the King and about sheep and goats, the faithful and the not so faithful. One of the things I always kind of found interesting about this reading was the fact that the faithful asked the question, "When did we see you hungry or thirsty or naked? And when did we visit you?" They didn't seem to have recognized that in helping these poor people, that they were really worshiping our Father and the Son. I always curious about how they did not know. You see, each of us is God's creation. And we are made in God's image. So the way I see it is that we tend to have a piece of God in us, whether we know it or not. But we don't always recognize it in others. It is hard sometimes to see Christ in people. It is hard to see that our brother in heaven is there in others. Here, it's fairly easy. Turn to your left or right. Turn around and look at someone. I bet you see Christ in that person. But how about out in the world? I've had a number of experiences in my life where I had to struggle to find Christ in people. One of those times many years ago on my first Kairos. We were seated at a table. I had an inmate on my right and I had an inmate on my left. The one on my right was the one I'd be working with the most. We met on a Thursday night, got introduced to the inmates. When we got back to our living area, we were told then what the crime was that the inmate was involved in. And I will say that the one I was sitting next to, the one on my right, I felt it was a very heinous crime. And I had some doubts on whether I could work with this young man. For I was filled with anger, hate, all those things I shouldn't be filled with. The rector of that evening, of that Kairos, said, "Okay, Art, we can move you to another table. We'll move you away from him." But one of the people on the Kairos that I had built a relationship while we were having our team meetings, actually another deacon, a Roman Catholic deacon, was sitting next to me and he says, "Don't make any rash decisions. Let it go till morning, then make your decision." So I spent quite a bit, good part of that night with he and I talking and praying. Morning came. And I made the decision I would stay where I was. Now it was time to look for Christ in this person. And as the weekend progressed, I could see Christ in this person. As they got the faith, as they started to believe Christ, that Christ could save them. My biggest shock was on Sunday morning when the inmates could ask to meet with the various clergy, and this guy requested me. Again, I saw Christ in my brother there. I see Christ also now with the volunteer work I'm doing as a guardian at Lightham, with the children who have been taken away from their parents because of abandonment, neglect, drugs. I see Christ in each one of those little children as they search for meaning in this whole thing. Being separated from their parents. And as I look back, there was a time when I was stationed in Illinois many, many years ago that I had volunteered to help with children who were mentally challenged. It was back in the days when the Air Force was grading everybody on what they called the whole man, or whole person, if you will. Not just what you did on the job, but what you did off the job. And I worked with this group, and they had this one young boy, he must have been about 10. He was very interesting. He could be very violent, and he was very strong. And the ladies on the group liked me there because I was a little bit stronger than most and could better handle this little boy. I remember one experience in the pool where he started thrashing. I had some bruises from it, but all I did was hold him. And eventually he settled down. And again, I could see Christ in that child. So there is Christ out there in everyone if you look, if you search. But the problem is, particularly in today's society, how do we concentrate on looking? How do we concentrate on seeing Christ in others? It can be very difficult. But I think the answer comes from prayer. And I think John Chrysostom, a bishop of Constantinople, put it very well in this small sermon. Prayer and converse with God is a supreme good. It is a partnership and union with God. As the eyes of the body are enlightened when they see light, so our spirit, when is intent on God, is illuminated by his infinite light. I do not mean the prayer of outward observance, but prayer from the heart. Not confined to fixed times or periods, but continuous throughout day and night. Our spirit should be quick to reach out toward God, not only when it is engaged in meditation, but at other times also. When it is carrying out its duties, caring for the needy, performing works of charity, giving generously in the service of others, our spirit should long for God and call him to mind, so that these works may be seasoned with the salt of God's love, and so make a palatable offering to the Lord of the universe. Throughout the whole of our lives, we may enjoy the benefit that comes from prayer if we devote a great deal of time to it. Prayer is the light of the Spirit, true knowledge of God, mediating between God and humanity. The Spirit, raised up to heaven by prayer, clings to God with the utmost tenderness, like a child crying tearfully for its mother. It craves the milk that God provides. It seeks the satisfaction of its own desires and receives gifts outweighing the whole world of nature. Prayer stands before God as an honored ambassador. It gives joy to the spirit, peace to the heart. I speak of prayer, not words. It is the longing for God, love too deep for words, a gift given to us by God's grace. The Apostle Paul says, "We do not know how we are to pray, but the Spirit Himself pleads for us with inexpressible longings." When the Lord gives us this kind of prayer to us, He gives us riches that cannot be taken away, heavenly food that satisfies the Spirit. One who tastes this food is set on fire with eternal yearning for the Lord. Such a person's spirit burns as in a fire of the utmost intensity. So when we keep this kind of attitude, when we long for God in everything that we do, our spirit is enlivened. And that spirit within us helps us to see the spirit within others, so that we don't have to ask the question, "Lord, when did we see you hungry?" So the question is, if we have this kind of prayer, how can we not see Christ in others? Amen.